It's now more than 22,000 dead in earthquake-devastated Turkey and Syria. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But as they find more bodies in the thousands of collapsed buildings, rescuers keep finding survivors 4 days after the quakes. Fox's Greg Palcott was there for one.
Buried under the rubble of an apartment building in Gaziantep, 17-year-old Adnan Muhammad Korkut. As his family, including little brother and cousin, waited, we consoled his mother. Very early this morning, 4 days since the quake, incredibly, the 17-year-old was rescued from the wreckage. He'd been trapped but could move a bit in a collapsed basement.
I just waited for you all to arrive by myself. Thank God you arrived. Thank you, everyone.
As for his relieved mother, a promise to stay close forever.
God bless my son, who doesn't leave me alone for an hour.
More U.S. Navy equipment's now off the coast of South Carolina working to recover pieces of the Chinese spy balloon shot down Saturday. Fox's Brian Yenis is there and says most of the remnants remain underwater.
The FBI says some of the debris recovered has English markings on it, though it's unclear if it's American. The State Department said it's confident the balloon was manufactured by a Chinese company with a direct relationship with China's military.
President Biden tells Telemundo,
"It's not a major breach. I mean, look, it's a violation of international law. It's our airspace."
Now, Republican Senator Roger Wicker just told Fox members of Congress disagree.
Democrat and Republican, to a person, we think this was a major breach.
Senator John Fetterman remains hospitalized a second day after feeling lightheaded. He's said to be in good spirits. So far, tests for another stroke are negative. The Pennsylvania Democrat suffered a stroke during the campaign last year. The suspected gunman in the shootings of two Maryland police officers was arrested this morning.
Policing is a noble profession, and the commitment and the service that these officers displayed is proof of that.
Baltimore County Police Chief Dennis Delp. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
There's some more selling this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down 61 points. The Nasdaq's falling 108. The S&P 500 losing 13 points. The price of oil's been up almost a dollar, back above $79 a barrel as Russia cuts production by a 500,000 barrels a day in reaction to sanctions by several countries. They capped the price of Russian oil at $60 a barrel as punishment for the Ukraine invasion.
And some analysts had said in response to the price cap, Russia might slash sales in an effort to drive up the global price of oil. And the Brent crude price was up over 2% early Friday morning. Natural gas exports from Russia to Europe have already fallen dramatically over this past year.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The price of the gas pump is down a fraction this morning. AAA's national average for regular remains $3.43 per gallon today, 6 cents cheaper than a week ago, but still 16 cents higher than we were paying a month ago. Elon Musk is under new scrutiny. No, not over Twitter or Tesla, but over another company he co-founded. Neuralink is being investigated by the U.S. Transportation Department.
Neuralink is developing a brain implant that could help paralyzed people walk again, and the company's also working to cure other brain ailments and issues as well. The Transportation Department is looking to a report that Neuralink may have transported hazardous pathogens in implants removed from the brains of monkeys, possibly that carried infectious diseases in violation of federal law. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Patrick Mahomes is the NFL's MVP, winning the AP award a second time. The Kansas City quarterback led the league in passing yards and touchdowns. And on NBC, Mahomes last night thanked his Chiefs teammates.
"I would never be standing here today without y'all. Every day, given everything that we have together to go for the ultimate goal, the Super Bowl."
The Chiefs will play the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday. Brian Daboll, who led the New York Giants to the playoffs, was voted the NFL Coach of the Year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.